Hello and welcome to Action Plan Marketing with Robert Middleton. I'm your host, Bill Metcalf. Now, Robert, in this program, you're going to be giving independent professionals guidelines in creating an effective website. But the first question that's going to come up is why is a website so important for a professional service business?
Well, your website really becomes the most important marketing tools and marketing materials that you have in your business. When people get interested in you or looking you up or hear about you from somewhere else or scanning through the web, whatever way they find you, they want to learn about how you work, what kind of clients you work with, the benefits that they can get from working with you, some examples and case studies. They want a lot of information. And before the web, all we had was flyers and brochures. And the great thing about a website is it's available 24/7. People can look at it any time. And if you don't have a website these days, you're simply not credible. One of the first things people ask you if they meet you and they're interested in your services is, do you have a website? And if you don't have a website, you're really nowhere. So it's absolutely necessary these days for almost every kind of business to have a website to educate their potential clients about what they do and how they do it. It's really a sales tool and a marketing tool.
But you know, a lot of people out there, they're saying, I get all of my business through personal referrals. What, I mean, everything I do is through a personal contact. I've never closed any business because somebody found me on the web. Why is a website that important?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I still believe the best business is through personal contact. The best people that become clients of mine or join my marketing action group, for instance, didn't find me on the web. They were sent to the web as a referral, then they read all the information on the site, then they became a client. So what I've discovered is that even if you have word of mouth and referrals, the website facilitates the process and speeds up the selling process. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So what happens if, you know, you put up a website, you got to get something up there, so you put something up, but it's not a great website, but you're still a great speaker, trainer, consultant, whatever, but, you know, your website's not so great. What kind of cost does that incur?
Well, it's a bit like shooting yourself in the foot. I've told many people who have not so good websites that the website is unfortunately actually hurting them more than helping them. Because if you look at the website and it's got poor design, insufficient content, difficult navigation, all these things that we'll talk about as we go through this program, that will turn people off. You won't look professional. You won't look like an expert.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You'll look like an amateur. They're not hiring me because I'm a web guy. They're hiring me because I'm a personal coach. So the fact that maybe I can't put together the best image on the web, what do they care? I mean, what they really are buying from me is my expertise, not my ability to build a web page.
Well, you know, they're buying you for your expertise, but impressions count. You know, if you go into a meeting with a potential client, and instead of wearing nice pressed slacks and a shirt and perhaps a tie and a jacket, you're wearing dirty jeans, loafers, a check shirt that's hanging out of your belt, you still have the same expertise, but the impression is this guy doesn't care. This guy doesn't look professional. And it's very much like that on the web. You're presenting yourself professionally, and they're not thinking he didn't design this website, so I'll forgive him. You are in charge of and responsible for your presentation in the world as a business. And the website needs to reflect that, period.
Well, let me stop you there, because that's a big thing that gets people hung up, is that I've been in this position, I'm sure others have been in this position, and you go to somebody because you don't have the skill at creating a website, so you go to somebody to help you design it, and suddenly they're kind of running your marketing, and they're taking over, and because I can't write HTML, I've got to rely on somebody else to do this, and so often it seems like I give up control of what my website actually ends up looking like.
Yes. Well, we're going to talk about the design of websites in the very last section of this program, in Section 10, but let me talk about it just briefly. The most important thing to start with is to develop good, solid content for your website. And if you meet with a designer and you don't have good content, they'll usually take anything you have. Well, just write a little bit of this and a little of that, because they're focused on design. So the first thing you want to do is put together very good, solid content. And then, with the guidelines that I'll be giving you in this program, in section number 10, you can take those to a web designer and say, here's basically what I want. Here are samples that I like. Here are some pages that I like, and I like how they're formatted. I want you to do that. What I want you to do as a designer is make it look attractive, put in nice graphics, format it, all the things that I can't do. So if you go in knowing about how a good independent professional business website should look like, and you have the guidelines and the direction and all the content, you're going to get a much better website, and you'll be driving the show instead of the designer.
You know, I've got to think that most people that are looking at this, though, are kind of like me. They're just kind of, they find the whole thing so overwhelming because there's so much to think about. How do I design it? How do I make sure while I'm designing it that, you know, the search engines are going to find me, and all the other questions that are going on in their head? How do you break it down for people? How are you going to help us today figure out how we can break this down into some way that we can manage this process?
Well, that's exactly how this website toolkit is designed. Every single page or every single section in this toolkit is literally one page of your website. So you simply write one page of your website at a time. And that really makes it simple. You don't have to think of a thousand things. You first have to think of the content, the message, the information on just that one page. And what we have in your website are 9 pages. Just 9 pages. You can expand it, you can add some more later on if you want to, but these 9 pages work as the core for almost every single independent professional website. By the way, I've designed websites. I've designed 40 or 50 of them. That was the major part of my business a few years ago. So I worked with many, many independent professionals, and I found this basic structure of 9 or 10 pages worked for just about everyone. And then over the past couple years, I've been working in marketing action groups, which is a group of 12 people over the phone over 6 months. In the first 3 months of the marketing action groups, we developed the web content, and we followed the exact same strategy and structure that we do with the marketing action groups, one single page at a time. So you don't have to worry about everything to start with, just the content, one page at a time. Does that put your mind a bit more at ease?
Yeah, I guess the overall, you know, big content question I've always had is that it seems like people fall into two camps about content. One is that you got to write everything in short little bullet point stuff and don't put very much on the page. And then there's the whole other camp that says, you know, this 27-page, single-page,
right,
long copy format, that's the way you ought to go. And it seems like, I don't know, maybe the truth is somewhere in the middle, or do you not get
the best of both? Truth is somewhere in the middle. And different kinds of industries and businesses will use different kinds of content and different kinds of text. You know, if you're selling a product and you're simply describing a simple product, you might have a short paragraph of text to describe that product. That's pretty simple. If you're selling some online information, you might have a long sales letter, you know, the 10 to 27 page sales letter to sell that particular program or online service or product.
But that's more of a single transaction kind of thing.
That's more of a single transaction, okay. Whereas an independent professional website is there to give the big view about what your business is and what you can offer. So you, as we'll get into, you have pages that talk about who your clients are. You'll have pages about how you work, about your services, about case studies, about you, etc. And all of these pages are usually maybe anywhere from 1 or 2, maybe 3 pages long at the most. So they're not extraordinarily long, but they give enough information from a lot of different angles for people to really understand what you do. They build credibility, they build trust, they build confidence, they convince people that you are in fact a professional that can get the job done, and you prove it throughout your website. Remember that when people go to a website, they don't read it like a book from beginning to end. You try to lead them through the website and have them read this page, this page, this page, but not everyone's going to do that. So you have to have sufficient information on each page that gives them a good snapshot of who you are and how you work and where you're coming from.
Great. Well, as long as we don't use my website as the bad example here,
okay,
we can dig into this, and I'm ready to rock and roll here. Now, I seem to remember that you were going to give us some assignments to do at the end of each section. Is there an assignment for this first section that's drawing to a close here?
No, there isn't. But Bill, let me tell you a few other things before we go on about why a website is so important and what a website can accomplish. Number one, it can help increase your visibility and credibility so that you present your best face to the world so that people can find out who you are and what you're about and what you do. Another thing, it provides instant information and access to your service any time of day or night. You know, that never used to exist before. It's an amazing thing. I get people going to my website 24 hours a day and ordering things online any time of the day or night or weekend. It also enables people to warm up to you slowly before they call, and I think this is an important point. People are kind of afraid to call a professional. So if they read the site and get to know you and feel good about you, then when it comes to calling you, they're not calling a stranger, they're calling someone that they feel they know something about. And because of that, I've discovered that a good website frequently shortens the sales cycle. So if someone calls you from a referral or however you get someone, it often takes a certain amount of time to consummate the sale. I discovered, and this didn't happen overnight, but it took a while, but it really did happen, is that when people called me from my website, often they were ready to do business with me right away. They would say things like, "I've seen your website, and I think you're the one that can help me." This is what you want to hear, right?
That's a sledgehammer cue.
Yeah, and this
Shut
never
up and
happened.
Get out the checkbook.
This never happened to me before. It doesn't mean there isn't any sales process, but it's a whole lot easier. So, and it also helps your existing clients refer to you more easily, because you know before people would say, "Well, you should call Robert; he can really help you with X." Well, usually they don't call because they don't know enough, and they ask some questions, etc. Not unless they're very, very qualified in desperate straits and really want you, do they call. That's good, but it doesn't happen enough. But when they send people to the website, that's how they can refer you. Robert's great. He has good materials. There's a lot of free stuff on the site. He has a good easing. Go to the site. Get it, and you might find there's something useful. A certain percentage of those will turn into clients. Some people will just look and get the free stuff. But it makes it easy for people to refer you. Another powerful thing, and again, this doesn't happen overnight, is your ability to generate non-local business, that is business around the country and around the world. Now, I'd had my website up for a year, year and a half before I got my first customer who had just found me online. But after a couple of years, and after I'd been putting my email newsletter out, more clients frequently, and pointing people back to the site and growing my list, I started to get more and more business from all over the country, and my business became virtual. Instead of working with people one-on-one, I worked with more and more clients over the phone because they were calling me from Philadelphia and Florida and New York and Kansas and everywhere. And now, with my marketing action groups, I have people in those groups from the U.S., Canada, England, Australia, Netherlands, Spain, and other places. This, you know, I just have a one-person business in the Redwood Forest beside a river. Think of it. I'm not out there networking internationally, and yet I have an international business.
And I just want to say to the listeners that Robert put something up about me on his list, and I never expected to get international calls. And I had out of the first 40 that came in, I'd say 10 of them were from England, Japan, Australia, and two from Canada. And I've since discovered Skype, which allows me to even make long-distance phone calls for nothing over my computer. So I start the morning with a call in London, and I finish the day with a call to Australia, and it changes your perception.
So I've made Bill an international businessman overnight.
Well, the first business that I closed from that, the first person that said, absolutely, yes, I want this, was from Australia. Well, and I do stuff with my voice, and I thought, well, they probably wouldn't want a Yank as the voice. And she said, oh, no, absolutely. We do a lot of stuff with Yanks here. You're okay.
You're okay.
And so, you know, you make assumptions about your business that maybe you shouldn't until you get a chance to see what a website can do for you. So,
there's a couple others, or at least one other, is a website also enables you to sell information on your website, not just sell your professional services. For the purpose of this program, we're not going to go into that in much detail. But as you, first of all, you get a good site, you build your list, which we'll talk about briefly later on, and you get visitors and you start getting results from your website. Then as your list grows and as more visitors come to your website, you can start offering products. And so the first thing I offered was a tape series of a workshop I did, and I sold several hundred copies of that on my website. Then I offered the InfoGuru Marketing Manual. I think that was in February 2001, and I've sold over 6,000 copies and made about $300,000 with that manual alone.
Boy, now that sounds a lot better than most people that would put together and write and try to find an agent and get it to print. I don't know very many people that get $250,000, $300,000 advances, and most advances are not earned out.
No, so. And, you know, writing a book is a good idea as well, but often starting with an e-book is a great way to test the waters, and you can sell an e-book for more than a regularly published book, even though it's digital, it doesn't really cost you much, and you make every dollar on it instead of $1 or $2 that you get from a published book. Let's not go into that, as you know, people get excited about that.
I like the money part, Robert. Like the money part.
Yeah, I do too, and it takes some time to do that. First of all, you want to get a good site that's credible, that communicates well about what you're doing. If you want to only get into selling information, there are other programs that can help you do that. And in fact, we have a whole resources section on the website portion of this that will have some of those resources if you want to explore other areas, such as selling products online.
Okay.
So I hope that gives people enough reasons to develop a website. It really was the breakthrough in my business, and it has been the breakthrough in so many other small businesses. It enabled them to take their business to a whole new level, but you have to do it right.
Okay. We've listened. We're excited. We're ready to go. What do we do next?
Well, let me just give you a quick preview of what's in the lessons or sections coming up, what's in the toolkit. The next 8 sessions or sections go over one web page at a time and explain what's in it and how it works and what you should write and the philosophy behind it, so you really understand the purpose and the structure of that page. That's the bulk of the program. And then we also talk in the last section about design and navigation and functionality of a website. It's really useful to know those things. Now, some people listening to this program are going to take this information, they're going to go to the web and buy a web template of some sort, or they're going to do it in front page and design their own site. I often don't recommend that because it's tricky to do. It's easier to write your content, I promise you, than actually to design a page and make it look good. However, some people have that touch, have that experience, and they can do it. Fine, but usually we have to find a designer, as I spoke of before. So you're going to get a lot of guidelines to help you work with a designer, find a designer, and get your page designed well. I guess the next thing is to jump right into the next section. And the first page you'll work on, believe it or not, is not going to be the home page to the site. Yes, that's the very first page that you look at, but I leave that to work on almost last, because really the home page is kind of a condensation of the information in all the other pages that we'll be working on. So I find that if we work on all the other pages first, when it comes to the home page, which is in many ways the most important page on the site, it's a heck of a lot easier to do. So we're going to start with the Who We Work With page.